Managing your home finances can feel pretty lonely, like when you look at your bank account and wonder where your paycheck went, or when the gap between your income and expenses just keeps shrinking. You might feel like you're the only one dealing with that. I'm Carly Hill, and on the Debt-Free Mom podcast, we talk with women and families about confidently managing your money. From saving to budgeting to caring for the things we own, we find practical ways to move from feeling stuck to stable with our money. Join the conversation on the Debt-Free Mom podcast.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it.
Yo, what up?
What up?
We're back with another episode. Your girl Lauren here. I got my husband in the building today.
What's going on?
I'm glad you're here. We're having an interesting episode today. In honor of Father's Day, we're recording this the Tuesday before Father's Day. I thought, what better a topic than let's talk vasectomies. Let's talk penis.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Honestly, this has nothing to do with Father's Day, but I saw this reel online from another creator who was saying what she was getting her husband for Father's Day this year was a vasectomy, and he wanted it. And it made me think of, like, instead of going through, like, where are the best gifts for Father's Day, let's just talk about vasectomies. There were so many questions when I put this on my stories, because I think, A, there are dudes that are curious. I have, like, maybe 9% dude followers. Most of the questions were from them. And then, no, half of the questions were from them, which is, like, the most engagement I get on questions were from them about vasectomies. And then a lot of women were like, how do I get my husband to do this? Tell me more so I can get him to do it. So right. I think it's a curious topic. I think it's one that a lot of men are scared to do for whatever reasons, but they may want to not have any more kids. So I figured we could do first, let's talk about your experience, and then we can talk about some of the popular questions that went off.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my experience or our experience was that we had our first son kind of on the earlier side.
Yeah. So,
and he was older. And then when we found out we were having twins in COVID, it was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I think backing up, because with Jackson, so I think before, like, there's a, like, the reason why we decided, because it wasn't just like you deciding or me deciding, it was a kind of decision we made together of like, okay, I'm going to do a vasectomy now. The first was like, I had taken birth control probably since I was 14, all sorts of hormonal birth controls. I've tried some that I got pregnant on birth control, which was a low dose, because the higher the hormones were for me, like, my hair was falling out, my moods, like, I would have wild thoughts. Like, I don't like hormonal birth control. Then I tried the hormonal IUD. I hated that. That was just hormones and me with as far as like pregnancy prevention, just it was not worth it. And it actually wasn't worth it because we actually got pregnant. But then fast forward after Jackson, that's when I tried the hormonal IUD, didn't like it. And I finally got onto the copper IUD with no hormones and had that in for like 10 solid years. There was something I think in my, like, we were nearing the end of it, like the 10 year when it needs to come out. But there was just stuff that was happening that just didn't feel right internally. Like, even if it was going to last for a little bit longer, I was like, I think I need to get this thing out. Like, I just feel like it's just not right. It's not sitting well in my body anymore. It's a foreign object that's been in there for 10 years. Take it out. An arm broke off inside. So when she took it out, it's supposed to be like a little Y shape. It was like an L. And she's like, oh, we need to do an ultrasound to see where this other arm is. It was lodged inside of my uterus.
Yeah.
Had to go under for surgery to get it out. And there was all these polyps and all these different things that had just been caused by, I don't even know, but they had to remove a bunch of polyps. They removed the arm. And after that, it was like, I'm not doing any more things to my body for birth control, period.
Yeah.
And that was just like the decision we made after that, right? That's before the twins. And so in doing so, we were like, okay, we're not going to do birth control. So let's follow this app. And then hopefully we don't get pregnant.
The app, that's right. We weren't really trying that hard get pregnant, but we never said like, okay, we're going to try to.
Right. To like, we tried to like figure out.
Probably be fine.
Well, we tried to figure out when I would be ovulating based on the app and then not, you know, have sex then. I think we tried a condom once or twice, which was just, it's probably worse for you than it is for me. I would guess, but either way, we kind of tried not to, but like, obviously we had twins and a global pandemic.
Right.
And so then I think after this whole journey of birth control and then the kids that we do have and then getting to the global pandemic, it was very, there didn't take much convincing for me to be like, should you get a vasectomy?
Yeah, I think we were both like, okay, yeah, it's time. Because
no more
you'd
kids.
Basically gone through all this different stuff with every other kind of birth control.
Yeah.
And, you know, I, like we said, we were never like thinking to ourselves, like, we have to have another kid. It was more just like, okay, surprise, here's twins. And so at that point, it was pretty clear, pretty easy
yeah.
to make that decision.
That we didn't
for
want to, yeah. And also, I think like maybe if it wasn't like all those certain factors of twins, the global pandemic, just the journey we were on, like maybe like there may have been pushback from me. I'm curious, like, was there hesitation for you to do the vasectomy?
No.
Yeah. Because I think at that point, like, I'm, like, literally postpartum. I couldn't imagine you saying, no, you should just get back on something for your body. Like, I had been in the hospital, broke my pelvic bone with birth. Like, I probably would have literally physically harmed you if you're like, no, I don't want to give a vasectomy. Once you're all done with this, do something else for pregnancy prevention. Like, I was just, I feel like the burden of pregnancy prevention is always put on the woman.
Right.
And I think I had just gone to my wit's end. And luckily, you were like, I'm at my wit's end, too, because this is a lot. Twins and you know. So I think it was like easier for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there was, I don't think we even really talked about it very much. It was just like, okay, vasectomy. Yep, time for vasectomy. Okay.
Were you nervous? Like, let's say we didn't, like, what was the hesitation? I don't think I ever asked you to get vasectomy before, but do you understand why men might be hesitant to do that? Is it because of your circumstances, you think?
Well, so I think there's probably, yeah, I think if maybe if you didn't already have three kids and one of them being twins and everything, then I could see some hesitation there. Like, oh, maybe I'll have more kids. Also depends on how old you are. If you're on the younger side, I could see being more hesitant to it. But if you have multiple kids and, you know, you're getting a little older, then it's like, yeah, it's time.
Yeah.
Just to be able to not have to worry about it. And then I could see some people worrying about, like the medical side of it, like getting a procedure, like anesthesia, like in pain and all that kind of stuff. Like I didn't really worry about that because I was just like, yeah, this is because it made sense for all the other reasons that like I'll just get through.
The pain I'm currently existing in is not going to be worse.
Yeah, it was
whatever
like,
thing they're putting in my penis.
Yeah, it was kind of like whatever it might be, it is what it is.
Okay, so let's like people want to know about the procedure. They want to know about start to finish. So like. So I remember, I think it was like 2021 because the girls were born in 2020, very soon after that, their birth, like whenever you could go in, I think you made that first appointment. And to my knowledge, I remember you had to go visit with the doctor first before, like they had to make sure you were mentally right. How did that go? Or am I making this up?
There's like a consultation first
and
they ask you a bunch of questions, like all the normal.
Like, what do they ask you?
I mean, you know, are you on any medication?
Yeah.
Have you had any surgeries before? Like all,
are you sure
all
you
the procedural
have, yeah.
kind of things? There was something about, like, you know, why do you want to do this, or like what's prompting this decision? Like, what are your motivations?
Interesting.
Like things like it wasn't that much to it,
but they
because
had
I think I was immediately like, yeah, well, we just had twins, and I think the doctor was
like
okay, check, all right. So.
Say less. Did they ask if I knew? Because I didn't go with you to this appointment. So did they ask if
I don't remember?
If
I don't
there was
think
like
so.
A partner thing? Because I wonder if some dudes are just like. I knew there's some sort of mental screening, is what I heard, which is like maybe it was very minimum, but they want to ask, are you in the right? Why are you doing this? Like, do you know like whatever risk and like, you know, if you understand what the procedure could be before you sign off?
If there was things like that, it wasn't very like blatant or anything. Like it doesn't stick out to me. I don't remember much about that.
Okay. So then you come home, like you get the date of the procedure.
But then the guy was like, oh, hey, so what do you do for a living?
Oh,
I'm a musician. And, cool. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. He started talking about some kind of music he liked or something. He's like, well, you know, what do you play? Oh, I play the drums. And, oh, are you in the band? Yeah. What's the name of the band? And then, you know, I told him and he's
nice.
Like, oh, no way. Oh, I love you guys. Like, I know about X, Y, and Z. Or I don't know if he'd ever been to a show, but he definitely...
So you're
heard of the band, and he was a big fan. So at the consultation, he was like, "Yeah, I've heard of you guys. I like your music." And
that's hilarious. So you're your urologist is about to take away to make you shoot blanks, or you're saying new of the band. Was that weird, or was that
kind of? But I mean, he
or maybe
seemed
that's
really,
he's cool. He
I
might mean,
he's
be
professional.
Cool now. Yeah,
everything like he wasn't weird like, about it. But I was like, in my head, I'm like, oh, that's, you know.
If he comes to the show, he'll know what the drummer's working with. Literally, that's pretty funny. I forgot about that. I forgot you told me that.
But then later, in the follow-up call.
Well, no, let's go to the procedure.
There's more.
I do remember the follow-up call. Okay. So we're now you get to the procedure. And so this is why I've also done a little research maybe before. I can't remember. But like there's two types of vasectomies. And the reason why I know there's two types, because there was one that they've been doing forever, which is like there's a scalpel. All I know is there's a scalpel. I don't think it's like very invasive, but like they take something and they, you know, they use a scalpel to do the procedure. And then there's some that are called like needleless or scalpelless. No, wait, without a scalpel. I don't know if that's a word.
Hmm.
And that's now a more popularized one where it's like they don't have to do as much incision or maybe no scalpel at all. Do you know which kind you got? Did they explain this to you?
No, they didn't give me any choices with that.
Okay. Because I think you got the second one because there's a better recovery time. With the second one, the one that's no scalpel, less invasive, which most people I think do now, is I think like the recovery time that you had, which was minimal.
Probably. And maybe that's just the way they're doing them now because
they never
gave me a choice or anything.
Okay.
But he did explain that like we're going to cut the little tube.
Yeah.
And then we're burn the two ends shut on either side.
Let me just say this.
Which sounds crazy, but it's like so tiny. They just kind of seal off both ends after they cut it.
Right. And we're going to get into the recovery because what they describe of what a vasectomy is and what I at least witnessed as your partner, like I'm like, what? Like
it was super easy.
Right. Like you're like saying that you're going to cut two sides of your balls and then burn the inside so like no sperm can get out. Sounds wild. It sounds like it's like, whoa, are you going to be okay? And I imagine that's what a lot of dudes are like. That's the, but it's not, it's the procedure, but it's not. I don't know how to explain this to y'all. We'll get into it, but it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we get into recovery, so then you get there. Did they like, was there any prep involved? Like, did you have to shave or like, did they do like what happened? Were you in like stirrups? Like
he didn't. No.
Okay.
So I think the way he said it was, I think he was like, you know, you don't have to be like completely shaven,
like Brazilian wax.
You don't have to go get waxed or anything. But he's like,
clean it up.
Just make sure it's not like out of control. It'll make it easier for us, and it'll just be easier to.
Oh, that's
probably.
Funny.
Sanitize everything, I'm guessing. Right. Like they don't want you to coming in there like out of control.
Oh my gosh.
Which I don't know who rolls like that anyway, but
I mean there's probably some dudes that roll like that.
I'm pretty sure he's required to say like, hey, you just, you know, take
that's
it down.
That's so funny.
Keep it under control.
That's so funny. It kind of like side note, but it reminds me of like in birth, like I think a lot of women, at least like with your first birth, like you want a pedicure, you want to be like nice down there, like you want to go get like waxed and all these different things because you're like worried. And like the doctor does not care. The like nurse and doctors are like, they don't care. They're going to get the baby out. It doesn't matter to them. But we're so worried about that. So when they're like preparing for birth, they're not like, go shave or get a wax. Like they know that we're probably going to come in as tight as we can. Where dudes
are
like,
the doctors don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
If they
did go
down there and it was, they could be like, whoa, for a second. And then they'd go back to not caring.
Right. It's just like, I feel like women care about that a lot when they're going into something like that. But also he's doing an incision by your thing where hair would get in the way. Anyways, we digress. Okay. But so when you were in the room, were they like...
I think that was the only
prep. Okay.
And...
Because I know some people can get like a Xanax or you can get prescribed some anxiety medicine if you want.
Probably,
they offer that,
yeah.
But if you, it's up to you.
Yeah, I'm sure. But... I don't remember them saying you can't eat anything. I mean, I went under anesthesia.
Right.
But it wasn't for very long. It's only for 10, 15 minutes.
Right. So you went in. So wait, I want to back up. But you went in and then do you have to like drop your pants or they put you in a gown or like what's the.
Yeah, you go in the little.
Is it like an operating room?
Well, no. First, there's just the little. The initial room and they come in and talk to you for a second.
Yeah.
And, they give, yeah, they give you the gown. You have to change into the gown. You sit there for a second, and then they come, and then you go into the operating room and like lay down on the table, and that's when they give you the anesthesia, and they tell you to count backwards, and boom, you're out. And then you wake up back in the first room, and I didn't even feel disoriented or dizzy or anything. I just kind of woke up, like from a nap, it felt like, and I just got dressed. And now so they say someone has to drive you home.
Right. You can't drive yourself home. I don't think I drove you home. I think it was your mom or your dad.
Some people are affected by the anesthesia. Yeah. They're like still out of it.
But. I think so. That's interesting because, you know, you opted for the anesthesia, but there are like a lot of times dudes just get local anesthesia. And like some people didn't even know there was an option to go under. Where I remember you and your friends were like, no, go under. Like, no, knock out, like, boom, bam, and then not have to remember anything. But I heard someone else discussing their vasectomy. It was local anesthesia. And he was a little bit more nervous because it's almost like the dentist where you get an initial shot of that, like, Novocaine. So he's, like, anticipating just even the first shot going into that, which was scary as hell. And then the guy was just talking to him throughout, like, baseball talk, I guess, to, like, try and as he's doing it. And I was like, that sounds like...
That sounds terrible.
I know. Doesn't that... That's, I think, is around $800 if you're doing that without insurance, like, kind of thing. You would have been fine.
If I had to do it that way, you know, you get through it, but...
But I don't know if...
Like, this was... I just... Close my eyes, wake up, like it never happened.
I don't know if some people know that that's an option. So our insurance did cover some of this. I don't remember the exact pricing. I know if you're out of pocket local anesthesia, you should Google it. But someone mentioned they paid from like $600 to $800, but insurance will cover. And you should ask your insurance or your doctor about actually going under because you and all your friends did that. They've gotten it. And it seems like that was nothing. You blinked, you woke up, then you came home.
Yeah.
And then when you came home, so like the procedure was like what, 20 minutes? 10 Probably. Minutes, something like that. Come home, the aftercare, what did they tell you to do? Ice your balls?
They told you to ice, for, I forget how long they said, but I think I only did it for a day or two. And then I barely even felt anything the first day. And then by the second or third day, I didn't feel anything. And I kind of just.
Yeah. I think
maybe I iced it a little bit, but not even for as long as they told me to.
You definitely are supposed to follow the aftercare. It depends on the person. But I have heard there's like a couple risks that they tell you might happen after your vasectomy. One is like your balls really hurt. Is something with your balls happen where it really hurts or something like
Sure,
and it's like if you overexert yourself. So I think when you came home. Like I think what was the aftercare, basically they were just like
ice it and don't just like sit on the couch. He's saying like a lot of guys you just do it during March Madness and they just sit there and watch basketball, but basically just take it super easy for the first few days.
Yeah.
And then after that you can, you know, do a little more but still don't like work out right away, like even for the first like week or something he said, or 2 weeks.
I feel like it was just 24 hours, definitely you were icing and sitting, not doing anything. And then 2 to 3 days, you were like kind of, it seemed like you didn't feel it anymore, but we're still taking it easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a week, maybe you could have done something. In 2 weeks, it's like, I don't remember you really having anything after a week.
Right.
Like it really, after 72 hours, I don't remember anything. And I feel like the first day you just seemed like, I was like, that was, what?
Like the next day,
I was so confused.
By the next day, I think if you didn't tell me that that happened, I wouldn't have known.
That is really wild. So it's so interesting that it's, I mean, there's risks to everything. So there's a risk that you could, if you were to like go out and like start playing basketball the day of your vasectomy, you'll probably have complications. Like if you don't follow what they say to do, there's a small risk. I think it's less than 1% of dudes get some really painful ball stuff happen, but it's very less than 1%. And it's only if you are overexerting yourself, which you're not supposed to do, which you didn't do. On a scale of 1 to 10, then post-procedure at the height of the pain, what would you say your pain scale was on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like the one. I don't know. I mean,
you can see, it's just so funny because there's so much misinformation. I feel like fear how do you say that word?
Mongering.
There's fear mongering around this topic.
There's no why.
Oh,
it's just mongering.
Whatever. There's people are trying to make people scared to do it, and dudes are scared to do it. And I don't understand. I understand a little bit why, but it's just, it's just wild to me.
It was, yeah, it was pretty easy. It didn't hurt. So overall, 10 out of 10 would recommend.
So it's...
No, for anybody that that wants to do it.
That was a question.
If you're hesitant for any... Like, you think it's going to be painful or you think it's... It was, as far as surgeries go, super convenient. It wasn't painful. It didn't take long to recover. It really wasn't bad at all.
Yeah. So, I think that pain is definitely one reason why people are right. scared to do it. So you don't regret it at all.
No.
Any part of you regret anything about it?
Not at all.
Yeah. Okay. So I think
the peace of mind is just not having to worry about it. How much more likely are people that have twins or multiples to have another set of twins or multiples?
80%.
80%?
Yeah, 80% for fraternal twins.
That's a crazy number.
And I think it's something to do with identical twins too, because there's people with multiple sets of identical twins, but it's really, the statistic is for fraternal, but I also don't think that identical twins are completely random if you have more than one set. But
80% is a crazy number. So unless you're ready for that, for another set of twins or... I mean, I can't even imagine.
I mean, it's wild.
Yeah.
So I think another thing that people wanted to know were, so I remember there was no sex for like 7 days. They were like, you can't do anything for at least 7 days. But then after that, okay, we're going to get into this. After that, they do want you to have sex because...
They say no unprotected sex for 3 months, was it?
Yeah, it's like 12 weeks. Is that 3 months? Yeah. It's 12. I remember 12 weeks, no unprotected sex, but they want you to.
Because they don't know for sure if it worked or not.
Right.
You need to come back 3 months later to test it.
If you take nothing else from this podcast episode, if you are a dude, remember to get tested after you get your vasectomy. Yeah. Go to your follow-up. Vasectomies do not work immediately. You need to get that test done.
It's a small chance, but
it's working.
It's possible that it can grow back. Like, it can heal. Like, your body wants to heal.
Yeah.
Your body's trying to, like, make that connection again.
Yeah.
And if there's, I guess it's very unlikely, but there's a chance the two sides of the tube can, like, reconnect and heal back and starts working again. Now, it's very unlikely. I think it's 90-something% effective, but there is that, you know, I forget exactly how much.
There is that percent chance. We have a friend who did the same doctor as him who never went back for his follow-up, and his girl was on birth control, like, just because she was still on it. And so they were just living their life for a couple years after the vasectomy, assuming he was shooting blanks. She sought birth control for very much similar reasons why every woman stops birth control. Pregnant. He never went back. He never was shooting blanks. His thing grew back. So all to say, if you take nothing from this, if you get a vasectomy, go back to your follow-up, you could get pregnant again.
Make sure it worked.
And worst case scenario, if that does happen, then they just redo it for free. I think, like, they don't even charge you if it's the same doctor. It's just, they're like, oh, like, we'll do it again. So, and it's not that bad a procedure. But just make sure you go to your follow-up. But the thing about a vasectomy is, like, they close off the tube so the sperm can't get to where it needs to go. So there is sperm that can live inside for a little bit. Like, even though they close off the tube, let's say there were some other ones there. So
on
it takes
the other
a,
side
on
of the
other
tube.
Side. So that's why they say don't do any unprotected sex for like 12 weeks, because you need to clear out the tube.
Wait.
Right?
Well, you're saying you shouldn't have unprotected sex because you don't know if it's working or not.
You don't know if it's working.
But you do need to clear the tube out.
You do need to clear the tube
should...
out. Yeah. You should be clearing out the tube. You should be clearing out maybe like with a protection or other, whatever you got, masturbate, whatever you got to do. But you're supposed to say no sex and then have lots of sex. That's like 7 weeks, no sex. And then basically ejaculate is what they're saying, to just clear that out. And then after 12
weeks,
you come back and then they finally test you again. And the way that we found out that he was going back to the doctor, they kind of recognized him. I think he called, or did you go in? How does that work?
So I went back for the follow-up. Yeah. They test the little sample, and they're like, and then they say the doctor will call you. And then so the doctor called me.
So did you have to go
and
in
said,
and like...
hey, so congratulations, you're shooting blanks. And I was like, okay, awesome, that's great news. Everything's good? He said, yeah, everything looks good. You're good to go. Hey, and by the way, since we talked last, I've really been like digging deeper into your catalog. And I'm just really...
deep.
And I'm just really love, like, I'm a huge fan. Like, you guys have a lot of great songs. I'm really, like, diving into all your albums. And I'm just a really huge fan. So next time you guys are playing around here, I'm going to make sure to come to the show. And
oh my gosh,
I just want to say you guys are great. I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Oh my, that's pretty funny.
I mean, okay, thank you.
It means nothing to him. This is what he does all day. But right. for someone that's going through this big thing, like in your head, you're like, okay,
it was funny.
That is pretty hilarious.
Without even taking a breath, you're shooting blanks. Congratulations. So anyway, listen,
I'll be at the next show.
Your catalog.
Can I come backstage?
I've been really digging into your catalog.
Oh my god, that's really funny. Okay, I'm gonna get a couple of the Q&A's that we haven't gotten to. Someone asked if you regret it. Someone asked, a lot of women asked this, and I think we kind of answered it, but like, let's say you had someone that is hesitant about doing it. Is there a way that I should have approached you or whomever, like, to maybe convince you to get a vasectomy? Or is there no convincing? Like, you didn't need much convincing, but there was a lot of women like, how did you get him to do it? How do I get my husband to do it? Can he please talk to my husband? Like,
well,
you know what I mean?
I think you need to find out what the reasons are.
Right.
Because if somebody's just, let's say they're scared of just anything touching down there, or they're like freaked out by the idea of the actual surgery itself, I think if you talk to the... they got a better understanding of what the experience is like from either someone who did it or look it up or hear from doctors about what it's actually like and what they're doing. Maybe that could help with that and make it less of a intimidating thing with the actual surgery. If the reason they don't want to do it is because,
could be a bunch of no's.
Maybe they're younger.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, thinking like, what if, who knows what happens in the future down the line? What if I meet someone else that wants to have a kid, you know?
Isn't it reversible? What did the doctor say to you?
They say technically it is possible, but they don't like doing it. It's much more difficult. It's probably more invasive. But
well, we know someone that's reversed it. I think it's kind of like doctors don't like doing medical, like surgical procedures, like unnecessarily. So right. They're probably asking you like, hey, if you're trying to do this for
don't
your girlfriend
change your
right
mind
now.
Next week.
Right.
You like, want to put it back.
I will say that if you are deciding to get a vasectomy, I think almost similar to plastic surgery. Like when I got my tummy tuck, the doctor was like, you could get pregnant again. It's going to be a complete waste and we'll have like, you're going to reverse everything.
Yeah.
So if you're planning on not having, like if you really make the decision that you don't want kids in this part of your life, then do it. But if you're like on the fence about having kids, then probably not the best thing. But you can't, there is options. You can reverse it, but you shouldn't go into it thinking that you're going to reverse it. It doesn't make any sense. It's
right.
Probably not the best health thing to do.
And some guys might, you know, maybe you only have one kid.
Yeah.
You always wanted a boy or you always wanted a girl. And those type of things might be in the back of somebody's head about like why they might not want to get a vasectomy.
Well, we had other questions. This was such a dude question because it's just so interesting to me because I don't think women think about this at all. But I'm just going to come out with it. They were wondering if, God, I'm just going to say it. The load, texture, or color of your ejaculation was any different?
No, nothing. Like, you never know the difference.
But like, I just
with anything,
right? But like,
that is another thing.
And women don't think about. No girl is like that. Dude's like, I don't know. We don't think about the load.
Right.
We don't. It's. I don't know how to make this like more of a thing that
that's
we don't.
Funny.
We don't care.
But that is.
It's better if there's less, to my opinion, because I'd be like, it's less to clean up. But like, we don't care or think about that. But I think dudes are like, oh yeah, my like, I don't know. Maybe it's
I'm
assuming
that was weak.
That was yeah.
Did you get a vasectomy?
But like, is it any different? And why is that even a question? Yeah.
So,
what?
That is a thing that I didn't know about beforehand. Like about it, does it actually affect that, or does it affect the feeling?
Yeah, does
like
sex feel different? Was another question. Does sex feel
different?
Does like ejaculating feel different? And does ejaculation look different?
Right.
It's basically the three things that came from only dudes.
And no to all of those. Like I didn't know any of these things either. But I think that was something else. I think the doctor explained. It's like microscopic, tiny, like so most of what you're seeing is not the actual sperm.
Right. You're not seeing your boy's
sperm. It's the semen.
Yeah.
And the semen's exactly the same. It's not the vasectomy doesn't affect the semen, which is like the liquid.
Right.
And then the little swimmers come from a different tube, and that's the tube they cut for the vasectomy, is all the tiny little microscopic sperm inside that are inside the semen or whatever. So it doesn't feel any different.
Right.
It doesn't look any different. There's the same amount of load.
I think it's funny because like we call it shooting blanks. And so I think some people think like there's nothing comes out now. Like maybe it's just blank.
Just which a is puff the, of dust.
Like I think that like terminology has kind of confused people or it's misleading, but it's not blank. It feels and looks the same.
Right.
And it's just so funny that like people are very, very concerned about that. One other thing that someone was asking me is, okay, yeah. So were you more aware, like the first time you had sex, or were you scared? Like, were you scared? Did you think about it? Like, you, like
first time back? Yeah,
the first time back. I mean, I think about woman postpartum, the first time we have sex, it is like scary a little bit. Like, how, like, what's it going to, you know, we had birth. So everything's different. And then you get used to it and you're unaware again. I'm wondering if the same thing happens for men.
No, I don't remember
having like a moment.
Well, I don't think so. I think once my boy called me and said I was good to go.
I mean,
sometimes it's in the back of my mind, like, you know, the 80% stat you're saying is like in the back of my mind. I mean, like, oh man, I hope this is really, I hope everything's good to go.
You got retested again after our friend, didn't you?
No, I need to go.
Oh, you have to go.
I still never got retested.
I will say as your
partner. But I do kind of want to as a precaution.
I think like some dudes are like worried about what it'll be like after, where like I think there was more mental anguish and like stress about what it was before when we weren't really protected and would have sex. And it's like, what if we got pregnant? Like what, you know what I mean? That scariness of like, do I need to pull out a condom? Like that kind of goes away. That's like one relief of having a vasectomy when you know you're shooting blank. So it's got almost like less stress if you're really done with having kids and you're worried about having kids and that's the reason why you got it.
Well, you definitely weren't done with having kids during that time. No, before the twins.
Yeah.
Before the twins. It would come up and you'd say different things, but it was pretty obvious that if we never had more kids, you would feel like you'd always feel that.
Yeah, because I mean, our son was like 10 at that point. I was like, wait.
So because like, knowing that it was, we were kind of like not really trying, but not really trying not to. It's kind of like if it was meant to be,
spraying and praying,
right? If it was,
pray that nothing happens,
and like if it's meant to be, you know, whatever. I guess like
yeah,
of course,
right?
And
but then after that, we took serious precautions to make sure that that doesn't happen again. And that serious precaution was you getting a vasectomy, because I do think that like, it's interesting because women have so many options, but they all suck. So people were like, there's so much risk. Like a man has to, or dude say this, like I have to go under a surgical procedure. You can just take a pill or you could just do this. You can put something in your arm, put something up your yaw. Like, and the risks that are involved with that.
And all the side effects.
And all the side effects. Like we could die, heart attacks. Women already have heart conditions, hair falling out, going mentally. Like, and that's just stuff that we learn to live with. I think we all just live with that. We're like, yeah, this is just how it is to be a woman, and we're always constantly in pain.
Yeah, vasectomies, barely any risk, no side effects.
Right.
It's put small, tiny risk of, you know, it growing back, but even then, it's just, you know.
But it's probably one of the most, not comfortable, it's not comfortable, but like as far as procedures go for pregnancy prevention, it's relatively low risk, high reward, and it's potentially reversible. I straight up think it's because it's for a dude. It's a dude's problem. So like, it's not as popular because y'all don't really need to do anything.
Right. We're not
anything
trying to do anything. No, we're not we trying to do anything.
So it's like, no, we'll just give a woman another pill and tell her to figure it out. So it's all to say, it's interesting that all y'all have is a vasectomy that can do pregnancy prevention. Like they haven't made a pill or something weird like that yet, but y'all ain't about to go through that. Like men ain't about to be uncomfortable like that for that long. They just aren't.
Yeah, there was talk about some. No, they're developing like, a male birth control pill, and I think it died on the vine.
Yeah, some dude is like, no, I'm not funding that. That's exactly what happened. That's going to be a whole other topic because I would get pissed. I think so. Yeah, definitely, you don't regret it. Would you want it as a father's sake? No, like seriously.
But how does that work? Like,
I don't know. I think you would just have to. That doesn't work. It's like you would schedule it on Father's Day.
Surprise!
No, I guess that's not really a gift that a woman gives to someone. You just go get it done. But it was just a funny...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, happy Father's Day. You can never be a father again.
I'm going to make a video about that. I don't know how it's going to be. Okay, so if anyone's listening
husband, wife, girl, boy, anybody that's like maybe not married, thinking about having kids, thinking about not having kids, that's listening to this conversation for a reason, to learn more about vasectomies, what advice would you give them, or what would you want them to know? I know, go to your freaking follow-up. That's number one.
Definitely, yeah.
Go to your follow-up. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I mean...
And does it last forever? I just thought about that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, as long as...
Yeah.
I mean, as far as... As I understand it, if it doesn't grow back within the first
12 weeks,
like, I guess it's not happening, and then right. That's just, it is what it is.
It's like just, it's, yeah, it's way less likely.
And eventually, I think once you get old enough, it's not happening anyway.
Right.
So
it's just, it's basically, unless you're Robert De Niro.
Oh, that's true. De Niro or Pacino.
That is really wild.
Which, who knows?
What do you mean, who knows? Who knows what? I don't know. I'm going to get sued. Are we allowed to say things? Who knows what?
What's going on with that, with their situation, I guess. But
well, he has some money up the guy.
But so. What? So if, I mean, I guess the advice is that it's way easier, or yeah. My experience, I guess I can only speak on my experience, was yeah. Easier, basically painless.
And I wish we could find how much we paid easy. For it. I think that's yeah. Another thing people would want to know. I know out-of-pocket local anesthesia is around $800. He got anesthesia, but it wasn't out. I feel like it
probably varies so much with different people yeah. In different situations, so different insurances,
yeah.
Different doctors. I mean, so who knows? It could probably vary.
But I'm pretty sure insurance will cover it.
Whatever it costs isn't much compared to like making this decision in your life.
Child? Yeah.
So yeah,
I mean, it doesn't cost more than a child. So that's the moral of that story.
Yeah, it's not like super crazy expensive procedure that would prevent someone from doing it if they, you know, like compared to yeah. Having a kid. So
I think the only other thing I was thinking about is just how, like, going back to like dudes and their comfort and women, it's like I was surprised at how many people were like so impressed that you got a vasectomy or still are. Like, not like impressed, but just, oh, you got a vasectomy, good for him. Or like, I feel like women, we have birth and everyone's like, where's the freaking baby? But with you, it was like gonna get balloons and like, how's my brave boy? And like, oh, Ryan. And I'm like, y'all.
It was, nah, I know. It was super easy.
I know it was super easy, but I do think like, even when you share with other people, it's like, yeah, not everyone can wear capes. I'm like, shut up. Like, I feel like sometimes dudes think that. But it, I mean, it can be scary. Emotionally, maybe it was scary, or physically. You just had a good experience.
I think the fact that it was a no-brainer
yeah
was made the whole thing easier.
I also think if you are scared and you are a partner that's being pressured or feeling pressured, just name what you're scared of. It kind of helps,
right?
Just like, don't be all like hyper masculine thinking you can't talk about it or whatever. Like, maybe name it and it becomes less scary.
Sure.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
you gotta
go on from there.
Yeah, you gotta talk about it, think about it, make sure, because you wouldn't want to do it if you didn't really want to, because yeah. You're feeling pressure to do it.
You don't want
to that
yeah.
Would suck. You wouldn't want to not do it because, or you know, make sure that yeah, you're doing it for the right reasons and you're comfortable with the decision, and take some time. You know what I mean? It's yeah. Not like something like, oh, it's gotta happen right. I mean, it happened pretty quick for us, because like I said, it was
yeah.
There was no, we were pretty sure
100%
that this is what we
sure.
Wanted to do
yeah.
So but yeah, I mean, like any kind of big decision, take your time, make sure you're doing it for the right reasons, and get all the information you can ahead of time.
And just understand that, like, everyone should talk about all the risks involved. Like, a lot of times it's always put on the woman, but maybe understand there's a lot of risk, even though they might have been taking birth control their whole life and they seem fine. Like, we're doing something to our body that's not natural for long periods of time. There's a huge risk in that too. So it might actually be the safest option, depending on the couple. Well,
wait, hold on.
Oh,
so this is an honest question.
Yeah.
I don't know, so don't judge me.
Here we go.
Is there such thing as a female vasectomy? Like, is that possible?
No. Well,
or you get your tubes tied? What is getting your tubes tied?
Yeah. You get your tubes.
Like I said, just bear with me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. So I mean, that was an option. So a lot of women get their tubes tied if they have a C-section. Sometimes if they're done with having kids, that's what I was told. Like when I was about to have twins, like if you have,
like while they're in there anyway,
while
they just
in there
tie them
they
up.
Tie your tubes. And that's like, But it's a pretty invasive procedure. So sometimes women do it because they're already cut open.
Right.
But they have to cut you open, like open, right. open to get that done.
It's so not it's sitting a, out there you know, like on like for men. There.
You ain't just going home and like, you know, putting some ice on it and chilling. Like it's a very big incision.
Right. They got to go all up inside.
They have to go in and they tie it. So it's very invasive. And then there's a hysterectomy where they take out your uterus, which is another option that's a permanent option where it physically changes your woman's sure. body. So yeah, those are our options that are equivalent, which is like, it's just wild to think of. They're pretty drastic. I
yeah.
think.
That's, and, you, and that yeah. would have, doesn't that, that sounds like it would have like hormonal effects to
Who knows?
Like the tube side.
And the hysterectomy, I don't know. I've not had to make that decision, but I was given the option. I remember my OB was like, if we have to give you a C-section, do you want your tubes tied? And I told her no, because I was just like, I don't know what that's going to do to me, but I just want to be in post. I don't, there's just so many things that happen mm-hmm. postpartum. I was like, I don't want to deal with that too. But
sure.
a lot of women choose to do that. And that's the way they solve the problem. But I'm like, hey, but what if your dude said, I'll get a vasectomy. You don't have to tie your tubes. Maybe there's women that'd be like, yes, please sign me
right.
up. You know,
yeah.
you never know. But yeah, that's a good question. No, it's not called a vasectomy though.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good.
I kind of, yeah, there's a bit of a brain fart yeah, there. No, as good. I was saying it, I was like, oh yeah, tube side. Yeah, yeah. that's a thing. What
there
is that?
There could be someone that identifies as a woman that could get a vasectomy, but a female, you can't because that's different. That, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're not going to go there.
Okay.
Anyway, well, thanks, honey, for being on. Right. Appreciate it. And thanks for listening, y'all. This has been another episode of That Twin Mama Podcast.
Happy Father's Day.
Peace. Happy Father's Day.
And that is it for today's episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. But before we bounce, I'm going to leave y'all with two requests. The first is, if you are enjoying this podcast, please follow along and leave us a 5-star review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whichever your preferred platform is. These ratings do a lot for our engagement, but also gives us the inspiration, the push to keep on showing up for you all week after week with some great content that we are sure you're going to enjoy. And secondly, follow us on our socials. You can find me at That Twin Mama Podcast on Instagram and at That Twin Mama on YouTube. On Instagram, you'll see a lot of short form versions of these videos, but a lot of content that relates to the subject matter week after week that I am sure you're going to love. So until then, again, thank you for showing up. Thank you for all your support. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Peace, y'all.